first of womankind, Compton is my name. I was to cruelty inclined, and do repent the same. But oh, I wish I ne'er had done that wicked deed, for why? My thread of life is almost spun. Now I'm condemned to die. In Poplar, near fair London town, 'twas there that I did dwell. My murders calls it vengeance town, for they do far excel the worst of villains in the land, as every one may own. The very truth to understand would melt a heart of stone. For 33 years ago I midwife did begin, and of late years assuredly know I have been murdering. Sweet infants from their mother's womb, O wretched creature I, starving did make their dismal doom, for which I now must die. My maid and I did go from home, as being not afraid, and left 3 children all alone. Thus was I then betrayed. A little boy and girl I left to nurse an infant young, who was of life almost bereft. Thus I the babes did wrong. I left none but water and cheese to feed the babe that cried, at which sad grief did greatly seize neighbors on every side. The boy he told unto them then, that they might find 2 more young infants in a basket dead upon a shelf below. This sight did much amaze them all, so soon as they were found. Vermin did there about them crawl, as they lay above ground. Then they dug up the cellar floor, directed by the boy, and there they found 2 or 3 more, all which I did destroy. The babe that in the cradle lay did cry for nourishment. They put it out to nurse straightway, who soon to dress it went. And as she took the linen off to dress it onto bed, the very ears were rotted off from this poor infant's head. Oh, cruel wretch, what shall I do? A monster to all good, that could my bloody hands imbrue in little infant's blood. How could I slumber night or day, or take 1 wink of rest, while pretty murdered infants lay, which might my sleep molest? But I, alas, was seized at last, and unto justice brought. And as along the streets I pass, I was with passion fraught. I at my trial did appear, and am condemned to die. The loss cannot be too severe for such a wretch as I. And I account ere long must give of my offences here unto that great and mighty judge who will ere long appear. How shall I look him in the face, or from his presence